Hello there. Well, a couple of hours into the trading session on Monday, the ASX 200 is actually having its worst day in a month, down by about 1.9%. And if the market deteriorates even just a touch from where we are at the moment, this will be the worst day in about 4 months for the Australian share market. Now, it does follow on from a decline of 1.3% for the S&P 500 in the United States. And that just had actually had the worst weekly decline in about, or since February as well. So concerns at the moment, and what's been receiving plenty of attention in markets globally, is that there are worries that inflation is rising at a faster pace than expected. And also, it started to add to the conversation around potentially interest rates rising sooner than anticipated. And keep in mind that one of the reasons why markets have managed to hit a number of record highs over the past number of months has actually been the fact that interest rates are at rock bottom levels, and that central banks have made it quite clear they have no intention on raising them for a number of years as well. Another thing to just note, though, is where the market has come from. The Aussie market has just had 5 consecutive weeks of gains, the longest winning streak of the year. We had the Aussie market also hitting record highs on 2 occasions last week as well. And despite today's tumble, the Aussie market is still up by about 1% in June. Now today, though, all sectors are down, quite widespread sell-off of about 85% of all stocks on the ASX 200. But the area of the market that's really weighing heavily are the financials, the big banks in particular, which on their own, the big four, are wiping out about 50 points from the ASX 200. CBA is down about 4.5%, hit record highs last week, of course, but today it announced the sale of its Cominsurance general insurance business to the Hollard Group for $625 million. We also heard from Bank of Queensland today, which has had its $1.3 billion acquisition of ME Group approved by the Treasurer, and a big couple of weeks ahead for many of the banks and investors as well, because on Friday we've got Westpac paying out a $2 billion dividend, and next week ANZ, NAB and Macquarie will do the same. Now, outside of that, you've got utilities down about 2%. All of the other, or most of the other major sectors are down in the order of 1 to about 1.5% as well. Mining stocks included, which were the worst last week, they were down about 4%, and that decline continues this week. One of the reasons why miners have done quite poorly is the strength of the US dollar, which we've had recently, on that talk of higher interest rates in the United States. So that actually has seen the Aussie dollar fall to the pretty much the weakest it's been against the greenback all year. And that in turn has seen commodity prices drop back as well. So BHP, Rio, Fortescue, all the big energy stocks are also in negative territory. Travel stocks not doing so well. New South Wales has recorded another 2 locally acquired cases overnight, which means the Bondi cluster has actually expanded now to 11. So Qantas, Sydney Airport, Webjet and Flight Centre all down as well. And the rebalancing of the ASX 200 kicks in today. So 3 newcomers and 3 stocks making their removal: Austal, Perenti Group and Resolute Mining no longer on the ASX 200. The Aussie dollar finally at 75.1 US.